Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Republic of Korea knows the Georgian government's commitment to the improvement of human rights situation in the country. In particular, we welcome the adoption of the law on the elimination of all forms of discrimination and the establishment of the Public Defender's Office, as well as the efforts of the Georgian government to adopt the Juvenile Justice Code. In the hope that Georgia will continue to build upon these ongoing initiatives, my delegation would like to make a few recommendations. First, make further efforts to ensure human rights for women and develop effective mechanisms for the monitoring, investigation, and punishment of offenders in cases of violence against women. Along these lines, we also note the adoption of the action plan for combating domestic violence. Second, further develop measures to protect freedom of religion, expression, and peaceful assembly, and continue to build on the progress begun with the establishment of the State Agency for Religious Issues and the amendments of the law on broadcasting. Finally, take necessary steps to address concerns over the rights of vulnerable groups, including IDPs, refugees, migrants, and carry forward measures to integrate them effectively into the broader social and political systems. In particular, we recommend that Georgia continue to keep the principle of non-refoulement and limit the use and duration of detention for asylum seekers. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.